Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, at NFL Network with my man DJ. He's going to answer some of your questions. These questions brought to you by Sleep Number. First of all,
make them good. Let's go.
Thank you.
I need some good ones.
We appreciate your time, man.
I'm a little bit sweaty, but I'm ready.
Vikings fans love Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network, and you can hear right from him right here. So here we go. Question number one.
Yep.
Comes from Carl in Minneapolis. Who are the best offensive linemen in this year's draft, and which positions on the line need to be fortified the most? I'll set you up with that. We love Riley Reiff at left tackle,
yep.
And we love Pat Elflein at center.
Yep.
All right, we got Nick Easton who can play a little center or guard. So that's where we are as a team. What's this draft class look like?
Well, I think good interior. So you're going to love the interior group and the depth. It's a little thin at tackle at the top, but there is some depth throughout. But I would say some interior guys. Will Hernandez from UTEP would be a home run. Isaiah Wynn from Georgia would be another home run. And James Daniels, who played center at Iowa, I think he could play guard the next level.
All right, let's go to question number two. It comes from T in South Dakota. Do you think the Vikings will end up drafting a running back at any stage of the draft? Keeping in mind, we did lose Jerick McKinnon.
Yep.
Latavius Murray should be back. And we got Dalvin Cook coming back.
Yeah, that's two pretty good ones there. I don't think it's a pressing need. I think they can sit there if one falls in their lap and they just can't do without him, you do it. Because you look at the Patriots and the Eagles last year, again, the Super Bowl committee, just running a lot of guys through there, and let's keep Dalvin Cook fresh. So I wouldn't rule it out, but probably not early.
All righty. Question number three. It comes from William. Do you think we will draft best on the board or what we need the most at number 30?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question. I think you'll take best available player. I think you don't build this talent of a roster by passing on great players. I think that's where they go.
All right, Rick Spielman likes that answer. Question number four from Chris. In prior seasons, we have moved back multiple times. Do you think that will continue given our free agent losses? I'm curious if the Vikings would look to move up for Quentin Nelson. So Chris wants us to move up from 30. That's what he's getting at.
Well, Chris, if you are okay with parting with a all-pro caliber player, you can get up there and get Quentin Nelson. Short of that, you don't have enough ammunition to get all the way up there where he's going to go. So I would not wait on that to happen. I think probably a herd of offensive linemen, interior guys are there. You'd be more likely to move back.
Our fifth question from Dave in Byron, Minnesota. What do you think about giving Kai Forbath some competition? Maybe the Vikings could use one of their mid-round picks on a kicker. So we won't get into specific names here.
That's good because I don't know a lot about this kicking class, to be honest. Right. That day's coming. That day's coming.
So the idea, though, the theory of drafting a kicker, I think a lot of fans will scoff at that, but it's not always a bad idea, right?
Well, I think if you go look in Tampa and using a second-round pick on a kicker, recent memory would say maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit more, hey, I don't care how many times I've been told this is a can't-miss kicker. I don't know there is such a thing. That's such a mental position.
Yep.
I'd rather bring in three or four kids after the draft, let them try out, and we'll go that route. I'm not going to spend draft capital on a high on a kicker.
All right, and the final question, it comes from Brian. Why don't you do a mock draft? Well, because the GM of the Vikings would not be very pleased if I was doing mock drafts, so that's why I don't do one. But DJ does one. Move the Sticks does one, and you've done a couple so far.
Yeah, I've done a couple. There have been years where I've done like eight of these things.
Yeah.
This year, God bless America, I think I've only done two. I think I have two more to go, so I'm halfway home.
The producers are going to want you to do more before the draft.
Wait, this is going to air?
Yes. Well, the real draft is coming up, and then all the work that you've done getting ready for it will be gone, and you'll start working on the next one. But this is something you love doing, isn't it?
It is unbelievable that they pay me to watch football players and try and put them in order and talk about team needs. It's awesome, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We got a great group for the draft, so our draft coverage will be a lot of fun.
All right, awesome. You can check it out on NFL Network, and, of course, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more from us here at NFL Network.